Welcome to Belinda Audio's recording of Little Fur, The Legend of Little Fur. Written and read by Isabel Carmody.
Little Fur lay wide awake in her favourite sleeping place, among the roots of the eldest of the old ones. She had seen a fire only once, when lightning had struck at the edge of the wilderness, but rain had put it out before long. But the hot orange tongues of flame had travelled with frightening speed, and she vividly remembered the whispered terror of the trees. When at last she did sleep, it was an uneasy doze in which she seemed to hear the old one whispering to her that all things come to an end, even seemingly immortal trees, and that fire was no less a force of nature than rain or sunlight or even humans. Little Fur woke with tears on her cheeks and the knowledge that she must go to the Set Owl. She climbed to the top of the hill and gazed outward, over the shadowy rooftops of the human dwellings around the wilderness, to the mysterious shining high houses in the distance. Animals said there were few trees and green places around the high houses, but the beaked house was in an older part of the city where roads were sometimes made from round cobblestones that let the earth breathe, and where there were trees and tiny parks and paths of grass. There were even green places where humans did not bother to go, and Little Fur felt sure that she could make her way carefully from one of these green places to the next without losing touch with the flow of earth magic. And it could not be very far if, as Crow said, the bells they sometimes heard tolling in the wilderness belonged to the beaked house. She would have to go slowly, but she could travel at night when most humans slept. That meant a greater chance of encountering trolls, but there were not so many in the parts of the city where green things grew, and if she was careful, she could avoid them. A greater risk might be the ragged, wrong-smelling humans that cats called greeps. There were a good many of these living in shallow burrows and crevices in the older parts of the city, and they were bolder than trolls because they were not afraid of other humans. But Little Fur had the impression from cats' tales that greeps were awkward and clumsy, so perhaps they could be avoided too.